StormLakeRadio.com. A Storm Lake softball preview at this time with Tornadoes coach Mel Fisher. 6 wins a season ago. Best campaign in a while, Mel. So what are your expectations this time around?
Well, we have some high expectations to start the year. We are young, however, and so that's going to add a little different element for us. But we have high expectations, and hopefully we can reach those.
Well, pitching is probably the big question mark, losing Madison Gaffney, who's done just about all the pitching for you the last few years. So who steps in there?
We've got 2 freshmen, Skylar Cole and Taylor DeMay, that are going to look to get some time in the circle this year. You know, there's some good and bad in that. Like you said, Maddie was there for 5 years and threw all but probably 30 innings in those 5 years. So, you know, it is a lot of new for our pitchers. But if you look in the future, we're going to have these girls for the next 4 years. So we're just going to continue to get better and better with them. You know, we know they're going to take some bumps along the way this year, but we expect that and just are going to use it as a growing time for them.
Very true. So a freshman tandem in the circle. And all in all, do your young players, do you feel, are set to step up more so this year, even those that didn't see much, if any, varsity time last year?
Yeah, we do. You know, they're a group that's played for a long time. They've been playing together since they were, you know, those third and fourth graders when they first started. We have 9 freshmen still that are out, and then we have another 14 eighth graders that we're bringing along as well. So we're starting to get good numbers in our younger kids and numbers that have experience. They're not coming out for the first year. So we're hoping to use that where we're not having to spend as much time with how to throw and catch a softball. We can look more at some of the strategy things and really building on the skills that we already have.
Yeah, you said that last year too, so that's nice. And Madison was far and away your leading hitter last year. How do you see the hitting holding up?
You know, so far in the early season, we've seen some girls swing a good bat. We had a couple scrimmages over the weekend, and, you know, it's some of our freshmen, Skylar Cole, Jaylee Butler, Megan Martin. You know, they swing a really good bat. They have a fundamentally good swing, and when they make contact, they make solid contact. So we're looking for that to translate into games. And some of our older kids, they're just, each year they get better and better. Nora and Danielle, they just, the more swings they've gotten to be better hitters. And so I see us being consistent this year. We should be 1 through 9 in the order. We should be able to put the ball in play pretty often.
What about around the diamond and some other names you can tell us about?
Defensively, we're kind of a question mark right now on who you'll see where. But in the infield, you have a good chance to see Jaylee Butler, Megan Martin, Nora Seaman, possibly Jessica Slight playing some infield. Then the outfield, we'll probably see Rachel Bazzoni in center and Danielle Reyes in left and Emily Shiawat coming back from tearing her ACL. She hasn't played since her sophomore season, but she's looking to come back. And then you'll see Brianna Soto catching and Taylor and Skylar doing some pitching. And, you know, we still have some question marks on kids that we may or may not have out. Kaylee Oler might be coming back. So just kind of waiting to see on who all shows up once those spring sports finish, and then we'll kind of have a lineup set in stone. But right now, just a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, for those that have shown up, lots going on, of course. So far, so good?
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of good energy that first week, and we tell the girls the fewer that are there, it's the better for them because they get more reps in, get more work. But we've seen a lot of good things, good energy, really coachable kids. You know, a lot of things that you want to have, and we're seeing that.
Todd Erskine retired from the police force now, but back by your side again?
He's not. He's actually left town. They're down in Des Moines, and so it's Bill McCabe has come back to coaching, and he's going to be the JV coach, and then we'll have Lori Darrow at the freshman again.
Okay, so Lakes Conference, what are you thinking?
You know, Spirit Lake's going to be pretty tough again, as usual. I think Cherokee is going to be a much improved team. They've got some experience pitching. Estherville always puts a good team on the field. And I think it's going to be those three might fight for the top. And then I think the middle of the conference is really going to be a battle between the rest of us. I think Emmitsburg, Western, us, Lamar's, Spencer, we're all going to be right there. So I think it'll be a good competition this summer in the Lakes Conference.
Well, we're chatting here on Monday, May 15th, and nearing the season opener a week from today when you host South Central Calhoun. We'll be seeing you later that week when you play at OABCIG and a couple more times throughout the year. All the best, Coach. Storm Lake softball coach Mel Fisher, thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks, Ryan.